This Sunday, many people will gather to watch the big game. In preparation for Super Bowl Sunday, we have a Dayton Youth Radio story about football from a teenage athlete's perspective. Centerville High School student Josh Zienko talks to his friend Drew Schimmel about life on the field.
So, hey, bro. It's Super Bowl week, so tell us who you think is going to win and why.
Yeah, dude, the Patriots are definitely going to come out on top. Definitely should have been the Saints in the Super Bowl, but, you know, yeah. If you're a Rams fan, what you doing?
Football is a team game, but every player has a story.
My name's Josh Zienko. I'm 17 years old. I go to Centerville High School. I play football. I'm varsity number 38. My story is about the time that I really just didn't want to play football anymore. I was kind of over it. One of my best games last year was against Lakota West. It was a cold, rainy night, and I had two back-to-back sacks for a loss of yardage and a few other tackles as well. I played defensive end, and when I wanted to, I could really rock someone pretty hard. I gave all of my effort, and I did everything I could, and I was among seven juniors that played varsity. Football taught me how to be a better man. I never take the sport for granted. I love it. Every time I step on the field, I have to remind myself to keep my head out of the play. I already have three concussions, and another could end my football career. I got one my junior season, one in eighth grade, and a pretty good one freshman year where I literally didn't recognize my teammates.
Josh, for the listeners who may not know, can you tell them and describe what a concussion is?
A concussion is when you get hit in the head really hard and it does a damage to your brain, oftentimes bruising it, and it'll come with trauma, headaches, dizziness. Sometimes you'll throw up. You might not remember what happened, but nevertheless, it's got to be pretty hard hit.
There was a period of time during the summer where I just wouldn't go to workouts. I pretty much decided I wasn't going to play. I was tired all the time. I never felt like I wanted to go out with my friends or even enjoy the summer. I already have had three concussions and I didn't want to end up getting any more.
Are the helmets better now?
Yeah, the helmets are definitely better than what they used to be. Just technology and how evolution comes along. But old NFL players now are like in their 50s and 60s, and some of them have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is when the brain just kind of just stops like working and it literally just turns into mush, and they start to lose like process of their feet, and like, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Tell the listener what was going through your mind the summer you were going to quit and stop going to practice.
My body was just sore all the time. I was tired and I was just over the whole football aspect, but I couldn't let my brothers down and my family, so I just put my head down and did the work.
The better judgment in me convinced myself to go to the next workout. It was a hot, dry summer morning. After practice, Coach Rock pulled me aside and asked me why I wasn't coming. He said that I have real talent and that if I quit, I would definitely regret it. I went home and thought long and hard about it and decided to keep playing.
During the time that you had three concussions playing football, can you tell the audience what conversations you had with your dad, and then tell us what your mom thought too?
Well, they were both just really concerned, and they just wanted to make sure I was okay and good enough to play again.
I did this story because I think that if I would have actually quit football and no one like sat me down and said something, that I probably definitely would regret it, and I'm really glad that I stuck with the sport because it's taught me how to grow and be a man and that aspect. I think it's just one of those things when times get hard, when times get tough, and you just really don't want to do something, you just have to have the discipline and the mental toughness to go back every day and keep going with it. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Josh Zienko.
That was This Sporting Life, written and produced by Josh Zienko, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Raypak. You can see the links that accompany today's story on WYSO.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.